The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Lumpkin's Jail, or the Devil's Half Acre, was the city's most notorious slave jail from the 1830s to the Civil War, when Richmond was one of the largest hubs of slave trading in America. But you'd never know, it's a site of tragic history. Tucked behind Main Street Station, under a busy section of Interstate 95, it's just a small patch of grass, surrounded by parking lot on three sides.
To transform this ground into a permanent report on our collective humanity, a permanent reminder how the struggle is eternal and requires our diligence.
John Mitchell's great-grandfather died near this site, and Mitchell is here today to say how he'd like the space commemorated. Since September, there's been a series of forums around the city to figure that out. But Mitchell and others are here because they want to see the city do more than just build a museum.
The history that we're talking about is bigger than any one site.
Anna Edwards is chair of the Sacred Grounds Historical Reclamation Project. While she's appreciative of the efforts the city has taken, she'd like to see plans expand beyond Lumpkin's Jail to the nearby African burial ground and other historic sites of the slave trade.
I think there's a little bit of trepidation to wholeheartedly commit to balancing the scales, if you will.
A final report from the city's public forums with recommended steps and tentative plans will be presented to Virginia's General Assembly in January. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.